your facts and stats from around the world. Around the world. Radio X Financial News.
Expenditure on everyday items such as food, drink and toiletries has risen by the slowest rate on record between April and June, according to a retail report from Nielsen. It's thought that the sluggish state of Europe's biggest economies is hitting shopping habits, with the prices paid for so-called fast-moving consumer goods up by just 0.7% year-on-year, while volumes rose by only 0.1%, the lowest level in 2 years. As a result, European grocery retailers saw an average rise of 0.8% in takings at the till, which was the smallest increase since measurements began in the fourth quarter of 2008. The world's biggest wealth fund has swung to bring a positive return in the second quarter of 2016. Norway's $893 billion sovereign wealth fund says that the swing was led by gains in its fixed income portfolio. The fund earned a return of 1.3% in the quarter, lagging its benchmark by 0.1 percentage points. In the first quarter, the fund booked a loss of 0.6%, and the fund's bonds portfolio gained 2.5% in that period, while equities returned a positive 0.7%, and the real estate portfolio returned a negative 1.4%. Luxury goods have taken a hit over the summer so far, with tourists spending 16% less in July this year than the same time in 2015. The global figures from value-added tax refund company Global Blue were compiled for UBS and are seen as a barometer for tourism spending. It could herald a knock-on effect across the entire luxury industry, as tourism spending makes up about a third of global luxury revenues and more than half of European luxury sales.